This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have a returning guest. His name is Jan Talander. He is the CEO for ProGreen US Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PGUS. Jan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure to have you back on here. Jan, it's been quite a while since we've had you on. It looks like we had you appearing on in April of last year. Why don't you, tell our listeners a little bit about ProGreen US, tell us what you guys are about, and, let us know a little bit more information.
We have been all the time before in concentrating on upgrading normal homes that we buy. We bought distressed homes into modern, green, and comfortable homes for the modern population, so to speak. But we have started to change course a little bit during the year and intensifying our way going forward. And in September, we uplisted to QB, and we are now in transition to a much stronger company for the future, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in the interview.
Absolutely. Now, being that you guys did just uplist from, the pink sheets all the way up to the QB, what is this going to mean for your company?
Well, it just puts us in a better position. We've always been a fully reporting company, and we do have an aim later on when we're building our business to eventually uplist to a NASDAQ bigger board. We do believe we have a very, very bright future going down the line here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I see great things for your company. Just in the past 12 months, you guys have opened up a much larger operation for your guys' business. In fact, why don't we dive right into that? So I see you guys are starting to work in Baja, California, and that sounds very exotic to me. But, what are you guys doing in that region? And tell us a little bit what's going on with your Baja project.
Well, Baja was something that came about a year ago, and my background has been that I've been living 38 years in Spain and obviously speaks the language. Mm-hmm. I speak the language fluently and understand the laws and other things in Mexico, which are all based on Spanish laws. So starting looking into Baja and starting working down there was a little bit like coming home for me. And we have really got two lines of business down there. One is based on agriculture investments, and the other one based on what I've been doing in Spain before, normal real estate development businesses.
Mm-hmm. I know you said you were born in Spain and you speak the language, but, has ProGreen always been kind of, tailored for that particular, business in, south of the border?
Well, it hasn't really. I mean, this has led to the south of the border here in Baja, where I'm calling you from now, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm here right this week. And here we have gone into a joint venture with a local landowner called Inmobiliaria Contel, which is part of a family that have huge land holdings here, which they really they were either neither equipped or had the knowledge or foresight to be able to monetize anything what they actually owned here. So we've gone into a partnership with them where I've been contributing through ProGreen here or through my involvement here, my knowledge and literally cash and set up for the whole business to be able to do this. And this has started, like I said, with the two lines here, mm-hmm. one being agriculture, where we actually become growers ourselves, so to speak, and through Contel, which is a very lucrative business today. I mean, most of the produce here is sold into the U.S. Mm-hmm. and most of the produce that you buy in the supermarkets in the States, it comes from Mexico. So it's a huge market here, and we have started to tap into that through our joint venture with Contel. And the other thing is really the real estate thing. There we have set up a subsidiary called a ProCon JV, where ProCon has the majority interest, so that we can literally roll up assets that we acquire here onto our balance sheet in the U.S.
Excellent. My guest again today is Jan Talander. He is the CEO for ProGreen US Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PGUS. Now, agriculture is kind of a funny thing. I mean, normally when you're in agriculture, you grew up in that kind of realm, or you kind of grow into it. But your company started off as a home builder. What made you guys decide to go into agriculture?
Well, it was really the background when we started we met up with his family, as I said, we started to see really what a lot of business is down here in Baja, and it is based on agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the market, the demand is actually much, much bigger than the supply here. So with the right land and access to water, because that's really the critical point here. In Baja, there's land everywhere, but there is not water everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And parts of areas have water with salt in it as well, which, like here in Ensenada, the groundwater here contains quite a high degree of salt. So they have to put water purifying plants to be actually to water the fields, which becomes extremely expensive. Down in the area where we are, which is down near the little town of El Rosario, we have drilled for water and found very, very ample amounts of water in the first tract of land, which what we are doing there. We are very hopeful as well. We have two pieces of land under contract under our JV. The first now is really underway, and where we are growing red chili peppers for a big U.S. exporter. And the first contract here, we are producing about 3 to 3.5 tons of red chili peppers that are going to be harvested now in June, July time.
Okay,
and that would
good.
Be the first, it's a very, like I said, it's a very, very profitable business, because that first order down there is worth around $1.25 million, and we have a very high margins of 55-60%, and we literally get turning around the money very quickly. We also got another piece, much, much larger piece of land that we have under contract that we are going to develop after this, so to speak, and expand the production, as we have more demand from this buyer for the chili peppers, but we also have several other buyers now for other type of produce as we are getting warmed in and coming into the business environment of being farmers indirectly. I mean, I personally have not very much to do this. This is Contel, but I'm here right now to discuss with other people that are interested in producing other things going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very exciting thing, even though, like you say, my background is certainly not farming. And but like anything else, if you get good at it, it is a good business, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to control it and to be able to do it properly. And I think we have the very, very enormous opportunities here because we have access to so much land under such good conditions. So that I'm looking forward to this being a very, very big part of ProGreen going forward, because it will be creating a good cash flow for the company, which is not based on buying and selling, so to speak. We're not building properties and selling them here. We are mm-hmm. literally producing here, and it's a recurring revenue for the company for years to come.
A literal and figurative cash crop.
Well, that's definitely one way of putting it.
My guest again today is Jan Talander. He is the CEO for ProGreen US Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PGUS. Now, can you tell me a little bit more about the real estate development that you guys are, embarking on in Baja, California?
Well, this is obviously something that I'm more familiar with, as you understand from my background before in Spain, having been a property developer there. Here we have managed to obtain, and this we have bought in the name of our subsidiary, Procom Baja JV,
mm-hmm.
A huge tract of land, actually oceanfront land. It's about 5,100 acres.
Wow.
With a 4.7-mile oceanfront. So it's an absolutely huge tract of land.
For sure.
So we are planning to develop this into something, a community that's going to be very, very unique. Because of the size of this, we are able to attract very large participants, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
There are several developers and investors that we have already been in contact that showed interest to come in with us here. And when I say come in with us is that we are developing now a master plan for this, mm-hmm. which will contain three golf courses, hotels. We plan initially up to 3,000 rooms, marina, over 7,000 individual lots, 3,000 condominiums, sports centers, equestrian centers, you name it, it will be here, because it will be a huge community that will cater for people that really want to come down and get a place here in Baja, whether they're going to retire here or have a vacation home. Because mm-hmm. this area here we're talking about, it has the most incredible climate, where you have sun most of the days all year round, and you have between 60 and 80 degrees almost every day of the whole year. So it never gets very hot and never gets very cold, and an ideal environment for outdoor living.
Absolutely.
So with this development, we are able to start with something that every developer's dream, really, that when I did things in Spain, you were always restricted of certain things. First thing being size, normally. But the second thing would be many, many other restrictions, because there was other buildings or developments around there. Here, we're starting literally from scratch and creating a new community near this little town of El Rosario. And we can literally do everything exactly like we will want to do it without those restrictions. This will also be a totally green community. We will not be hooked up to the grid. We will produce all the electric power from our solar roofs that we are putting on the building. So every individual building will literally be self-contained as its own power plant. And this is now possible because of the cost of solar has gone down so much, and mm-hmm. it will eliminate the total cost for us to put the infrastructure in with electricity in the ground everywhere, which would be literally thousands of miles otherwise in that situation. So it becomes economically very, very, very viable.
Absolutely.
And we believe we can create a community that will be really very, very unique and very outstanding. It's obviously a very, very long-term project.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing the master plan now. We are going to, when we get to a point, start marketing the lots here, individual lots. But then, as I said, we will be inviting in other investors to come in and take projects within the properties, so to speak, you know, individual condo developments and maybe golf courses and hotels. We will not be doing this ourselves. So this will come in from other people. So it's a very exciting development. And I can tell you that I've been around for quite a while, as you understand, as I lived in Spain for 38 years and been a property developer there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been involved in anything so exciting as what this is to me.
Oh,
it's incredible.
It sounds very exciting, and I'm kind of getting a little giddy about it, because, you know, I'm all about going green and using solar, and with the technology coming out, you know, you could actually be plugging power into the grid with as much energy as you guys could be generating from these properties.
Yeah, well, the idea is really to be totally self. It also be a gated community. We're going to have our own security system so that people feel very, very safe down there. And we are going to market this not just in the U.S. and Canada, but also areas which I'm very familiar to, which is in Europe,
mm-hmm.
several countries in Europe, because we want to create an international community here that just is not based on one nationality or anything else, that would really cater for everybody, and everybody can have a good social life here, whether they are retirees or actually visiting here or come down just to live here because they can.
Absolutely, and just the quality of life just sounds like it'll just be amazing.
Yeah, I think we are going to get you as a client one day as well. I'm going to make you interested that you will come down there as well.
I'm already interested, and trust me, I'm pretty much already sold on the idea myself. My guest again today is Jan Talander. He is the CEO for ProGreen US Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PGUS. To find out more information on ProGreen US, you can visit their website by going to www.progreenus.com. Jan, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the program today. Thank you for sitting down with me. I know you're a very busy CEO, and especially being south of the border, taking time out to visit with us and our listeners. It's greatly appreciated, and thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been great talking to you.
This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.